time for our children sometimes.
I've been thinking about it, and I want you to know that I really struggled on what to say up here today on Joy and Peace. Isn't that crazy? It's Joy and Peace. There's going to be no problem. It's Joy and Peace. That's right. There's not going to be any problem with that. But there's some things going on right now in my house and then with me. It's just like, I don't know if you've heard it say or not, but they say it's just everything just seems to happen at once, or everything's thrown at you all at one time, things like this. Well, that's just kind of the way it is at my house right now. And these are all things that are just on me. I'm really the only one, unless I call somebody and get that money out of there and pay them to do it. It's just me that's got to do it. And it's just like one, well, I can't get one done, and there's another one. Oh, it's not funny. It's not fun at all.
He's practicing. He's practicing joy already.
But like I said, it's, and so right, the reason I say that is because right now, for me, for some reason, it's just hard to find peace. And so I've got to thinking about it, and what takes peace away, basically. You know, what can take peace away? You know what peace is, right?
Yeah.
There's a calm. Makes you feel real good. Peace is just being going along on a smooth, like, damn, all crazy, rocky road.
Yeah.
Peace is just smooth. What can take that away? You don't. Now, the war can definitely do that. I was thinking, as in my life is rolling right now, stress. Okay? Yes, yeah, stress. Stress. Oh, you're going to learn about stress. Right now, you won't worry about that at all because you'll be stressing already. Just chill out. Well, I think that's one of the things that has to do with losing the peace or not having peace. Is you stress over everything. You know, the Lord tells us not to worry, to put everything in His hands and in His, let Him come into our hearts and take that stress away. Just give it to Him and don't let it overwhelm you. Don't look at the 100 things you've got to do. Take one and work on that. Well, the one thing that I've chosen, and I'm really struggling with, is to let Him in there to help me with what I'm going through. But I feel that peace is going to come. It's probably already there, because I would probably be a lot less happy if He wasn't there, right, with everything going on. And then there's joy. Yeah, and what is joy? It's a great feeling. Again, my goodness. Joy. It's like when you go up to the table and you see that big, huge piece of chocolate cake sitting there that you wanted, and there it is.
And you can eat it.
And you can eat it. Yeah, that is joy. Yeah. Okay, well, that's joy for sure. Well, I am going to die.
Why are you having a stress?
About 13 days.
Oh,
I lost 16 pounds. Oh, yeah. Now, this is no joy whatsoever. Okay? Because all the things you eat, it's like I'm a rat out there in the woods. I'm eating is green stuff. So I can tell you right now, in my life, at the end of this 21 days, there's a period when I can eat whatever I want again, and that is for sure going to be some joy going on right now. Now, if you've got joy and peace, right? Peace is a calm to go along in. To get that, you've got to let the Lord in your heart. And for me, it's going to be all this food I'm going to be able to eat for a while. But again, really, joy, to get real joy, true joy, is to let the Lord in your heart. And He'll help whatever problems you got and whatever joy has been taken away, He'll help you get that back. So what peace and joy? So simple. Just let the Lord get right in that heart right there, and you'll have your peace and joy. It takes a little work, because you have to let Him in, and that's hard. We just don't need to do
Thank you, Brother Mike. We're looking forward to a time when we're not going to be having all that stress, right? We're going to be, there's going to be peace in the valley.